In the name of one God who creates, redeems, and sustains us. Amen. Happy St. Cross Day. If you are new or visiting, I promise this is not a dress-alike church. We do just all wear red for our feast day, which is today. So every time I am with a new group of clergy, and I think I speak on behalf of all the clergy who have served at St. Cross, every time I'm with a new group of clergy, I know there is one question I will be asked. Perhaps it's a question you also have been asked by friends or family when you say you go to a church called St. Cross. And people look at you and they go, St. Cross? I didn't know that there was a saint named Cross. I don't know who that is. So then I patiently decide on which answer to give. My long answer includes Father DeGarmo, who helped Sarah Alice Bean in our window back there of our founders, and how his origins as a high church priest working in a low church diocese under a low church bishop and getting into a fight over ornamentation crosses in a church to the extent that it was printed up in the newspaper. So he leaves that diocese, comes out here, and when he is asked to plant a church, well, what does he choose? But my short answer is, it's a poor translation of Santa Cruz or San Qua, and that usually gets either a knowing or a sympathetic nod, especially from people who love language or grammar. That must be hard for you. Going back to our origins on our feast day makes a lot of sense. Giving thanks to God for inspiring Sarah Alice Bean, who started the Sunday school in the back of the post office, and then called upon Father DeGarmo over in Redondo Beach to come here and plant a church. Giving thanks to God for those who were called to build our first church, where they paved paradise and put up a parking lot at 14th and Manhattan. Giving thanks for the faithful parishioners who were able to take seconds on their homes, or so the St. Cross urban legend goes, to gather enough money to build the very sanctuary we worship in today. Giving thanks for the call and witness of all of the clergy who have served here, leading in good times and difficult ones, through growth and urban renewal, through times of war and strife, and times of peace and comfort. St. Cross Day is almost like a Saints Day, despite our misleading name, in which we give thanks for the thousands of St. Cross saints, those known and unknown, who have come before us and given us what we find here today. Those who have worshiped together and prayed for one another, fed one another, St. Cross's favorite activity, after worship and prayer, maybe. Those who have taught Sunday school, hosted dinners, dances, receptions, and led sing-alongs, Bible studies, and prayer circles. Those who have knitted and sewed and constructed and painted and led and helped. We are here today because of their faithful actions. And you and I, we are stewards of what has been given to us. And what is striking to me is that down through the ages of St. Cross, God has not stopped calling us. God is not done with our South Bay community yet. And in fact, in the words of the psalm today, we are called again and again to sing to the Lord a new song, for God has done marvelous things. Year in and year out, this Christian community has faithfully gathered worshiped and ministered to and with one another. Year in and year out, we sing to the Lord a new song. For St. Cross to continue our call to be faithful community in our time, we also need to keep the line from Philippians, the mind of Christ front and center in our lives. It says, let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Well, that's nice. I'm not Jesus. So what does that mean for us as we sit here in this service and look at our future as a faith community? First, I'd say it reminds us to put God first. It means that we keep Christian homes where God, prayer, relationship, and most of all, love are the center of our lives. Homes where we practice our faith daily, not just on Sundays. It means that we keep Christian values as we step out these doors, out into the wider world, remembering that love and relationship are foundational to following Jesus and are more important than politics. It means that we stretch ourselves to serve God by coming to church on Sundays, by joining us for the new Bible study that's going to start in just a few weeks while kids are in Sunday school. It means we follow Christ when we are involved in a ministry or try something new, volunteering for that ministry that we keep wondering about but have yet to dip our toe into. Being in the same mind as Jesus means that God is the center from which we live our lives. God is the center from which we act in grace and love and kindness in word and in action, including our Facebook, Insta, and TikTok posts, for those of you who that matters to. Grace, love, and kindness. Be in the same mind as Christ Jesus. It's not a bad mantra for our world right now, where God's love is so needed. So we're going to practice this mantra together. Are you ready? I want you to be prepared when you walk out of here today. So, be in the same mind as Christ Jesus.
Be in the same mind as Christ Jesus.
Okay. So, be in the same mind as Christ Jesus. All right, Reverend Rachel, whatever. But I want you to think about it this week. I want you to think about it this week when you are at the end of your rope and you cannot put one more thing on your plate and your kid has just told you that they need 2 dozen cupcakes for school tomorrow. Or your friend needs a ride. Or whatever it is that is just the straw that is breaking the camel's back. And I want you to take a breath. And I want you to say to yourself, be in the same mind as Christ Jesus. Just be in the same mind as Christ Jesus. And remember that you have people who love you. And you have people who support you and are here to help you. And extend yourself a moment of grace. This next one, I got called out by my sermon group about preaching to myself, so here you go. You're late, you get cut off by aggro drivers on the road, and you are just about to lose it, and you need to stop and take a breath. And you say to yourself, be in the same mind as Christ Jesus. And stop and realize, I'm going to take this from the personal point of view, I have no idea what that person's day has been like. And I am now behind what? 5 seconds, a minute maybe, because I missed the light. I need to take time, take that extra second, and I need to thank God for my safety, and I need to extend grace to those who are around me. Job troubles, financial troubles, car troubles, take a breath and say to yourself, be in the same mind as Christ Jesus. And remember, you're not alone. Your day, your week, your month is indeed bad. And you still have this community where you are welcomed and loved and cared for no matter what. Just to be clear, this also acts on the other side of the coin. You just got the best news of your life. I have no idea what it is, but you just got the best news of your life. I won the lottery so I can build all of the buildings that we want to build. But, you know, I don't know what your best news is. Take that breath. Realize every time you take a breath, you are breathing in the Holy Spirit to empower you. Take that breath and say to yourself, be in the same mind as Christ Jesus, and share the grace that you have received with those around you. These may seem like trivial examples, but our call as the people of St. Cross is to be in the same mind as Christ Jesus. And that is how we carry our faith out into the world, and that is how we let people know what the mission and ministry that is so foundational to us, that's how they know who we are. So on this, our feast day, we are reminded that our faith isn't just about Sunday worship, but about how we live into God's love in our everyday lives. So back to this question that we get asked about this mysterious St. Cross person. I realize I have a new answer. And in fact, I am now dying for someone to ask me, well, I don't know St. Cross, who is St. Cross? Because my new answer is, it is the people in the pews. And online, I see you online parishioners, I don't know what camera I'm on, but I see you. And I don't care if this is your first Sunday and you have never stepped foot in this church, or you have been coming for 88 decades or 80 plus years. They're here. They may not be here today, but they are in our congregation. You are St. Cross. You are gathered here and you pray for one another, and you do ministry together because you follow Christ Jesus, and that makes us St. Cross. So be in the same mind as Christ Jesus as we celebrate today. Lift high the cross, the love of Christ proclaim, and let us gather in the days to come for mission and ministry in the name of Jesus. Amen.